This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Those, and they should reconsider their attendance at a large event, and that would be the same that we would provide for other, you know, community events where there are going to be a number of people attending.
Next question.
Jack Cottle with KEVN in Rapid City. Is there additional concern the Sturgis Rally is now going to be held with that many people coming from all over the country into one spot?
So this is Kim Olson-Ryson. Again, we have offered to assist the folks that are organizing the Sturgis Rally with reviewing their mitigation plans and how they will be making some changes to how the rally operates to help keep people safe, and so we look forward to being able to do that, as well as our continued work with healthcare providers and other partners in that community to minimize the spread of COVID. And again, we we want to make sure that people remember to do what they can individually to keep themselves safe. And so, in addition to what I just shared around the July 4th fireworks, that would include washing your hands often, not touching your face. Staying away from people to the extent that you can.
Next question.
Ben Chase with the Huron Daily Plainsman.
Go ahead, Ben.
We had suggested to a number of folks here locally to get in touch with the department due to some, I guess, forceful emails that had been sent out internally from Dakota Provisions. Those emails have now been printed by the Mitchell Republic. Just curious if you can report if anyone did reach out from Dakota Provisions to the Department of Health regarding those. Understandable if you could not, but just curious if anyone had and if anything has gone forward from the Department of Health on that.
So, Ben, this is Kim Olson-Ryson again. We are aware of some of the communications that you're referencing, and we have reached out proactively to Dakota Provisions to see if they need any additional support to help keep their employees safe. And so that's an ongoing process, and we have reached out this week as well.
Next question.
This is Trevor Mitchell with the Argus Leader.
Go ahead, Trevor.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there are currently any investigations underway regarding public notices or significant exposures at public places with some nicer weather outside and outdoor gathering increasing. I was just wondering if there's any current investigations taking place.
So this is Dr. Clayton. There are no existing public notices that are being scheduled. That information usually comes routinely through our investigative process, and as we have those occurrences where we have individuals who are out either in a work setting, at an event, or so on, that would require us to notify a larger group of individuals than could be individually identified through our normal investigation process, we will continue to issue those public notices.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question.
Hi, Todd Epp, Kella.com News.
Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, two questions. The first one is, we haven't talked about the CARE-19 app for a while. Has it found anybody or been useful in tracking anyone who contracted the coronavirus?
So at this time, we have not had our first case yet that has had the CARE-19 app downloaded and location services enabled at the time of their illness. We have had a number of individuals who have chosen to, after they became ill, to enable the app to help them identify where they had been. But at this point, it has not been part of our investigative process. So we have relied on our traditional tools, which are contacting the individual to collect information about, you know, where they were during the time when they were able to transmit the virus, and doing that traditional disease investigative process to make sure that we're notifying individuals and identifying where we may have potential exposures and transmissions occurring.
And then my second question was, President Trump said, I believe late last week or early this week, that if we did less testing, we'd have fewer cases of the coronavirus. Is that a good approach to public health policy?
Todd, this is Kim Olsen-Reisen. I can tell you that we have submitted our state's testing plan to the federal government and have received review of that plan. It was rated as excellent for all components, and so we will be proceeding with our plan to test up to 5,000 people a month.
So you're not following the president's recommendation to test less?
We're following our recommendation to test 5,000 people a month, which is beyond the 2% minimum population threshold.
Next question. Last call for a question. All right, thank you. We will visit with you again on Friday.